We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
See, you got to do what you've seen other Christians do. Start believing God. Those little eagles, now they have seen mom and dad come swooping in with those wings, and they start flapping those little wings, and it's not helping a whole lot. And just before they hit, the father eagle goes, shoo, and they fall right on his wings.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Soaring with the Eagles, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Now, as the scientists can't figure that out, but it happens anyway. They never figured it out. Now, this unusual behavior, I believe, illustrates the truth. I think it illustrates God's care about us. See, He cares more than just providing for our needs. He wants to give us some other pleasures. And God's Word clearly states this. He wants to bless us. He wants to prosper us. He wants us to bless us and crown us with loving kindness and good things. Now, everything's fine for a while. Those baby eagles sat in that soft nest. Everything is brought to them. Everything they need is brought to them for life. But one day, it changes. So the Lord alone did lead him, says there in 32:11. Now what she does is she begins to get out in that nest and take away the softness. And she begins to flap her wings and flutter around, making those little eaglets get up and walk around. She takes away that soft leaves and down, and they try to lay down, and they got sticks sticking in them and everything else. Because you see, it's time for them to grow up. There's some of you that God has provided for you and He's helped you along, but I'm going to tell you something. You've heard enough word now. It's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to start doing some believing on your own. See, some people, you wonder why all of a sudden it's not comfortable like it used to be. It's because you need to grow up. And God is stirring. See, that's what He's talking about. As an eagle stirreth up her nest and flutters over young, so the Lord alone doth lead him. That's what the Lord's trying to do. He's fluttering over you. He's taking away all the down, all the easy stuff. He wants you to get up and begin to get up and to begin to believe God, receive for yourself, and not only receive for yourself, go out and help others. Man. But then, after a few days of stirring them up, making them get up and walk around, she begins to get in behind them and flutter and flop her wings until she makes them climb up on the edge of the nest. And can you imagine as they look over 10,000 feet? Sure. But the mother eagle doesn't stop there. She pushes them. And here these eagles are free falling. Some of you are free falling right now. But see, you got to do what you've seen other Christians do. Start believing God. Those little eagles, now they have seen mom and dad come swooping in with those wings, and they start flapping those little wings, and it's not helping a whole lot. And just before they hit, the father eagle goes, shoo, and they fall right on his wings. And he brings them back up in the nest. See? I want us to look at this in Deuteronomy there, 32. Let me turn here and read it. Like the eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them upon its pinions. Now I looked that word up, pinion, in the dictionary. That means a bird's wing. Actually, it is the joint in the wing that sort of represents the difference between sort of our wrist. And the bird, the little birds land there and they stay on there and he carries them back. Do you know what? The very next day, they go through the same exercise again. But this time they were a little stronger. They flew a little bit. Takes about 3 days of this, and all of a sudden, those little eagles begin to soar on the thermals and the wind majestically. With those wings spread, now he's flying and he's looking around. Ooh, this is fun. Man. Same thing happens with you. When you first jumped out of your security and began to believe God, wasn't too much fun at first. But you know what? Once we really learn how to believe God and learn how to trust God and learn how to follow Him, we wouldn't have it any other way. Now we have no problem at all when we're going through life and we come up against a chasm. We have no problem at all with God's word to jump right out in the middle of it, knowing that God's word's going to hold us up and bear us over to the other side. The fifth day, they don't have to push them out of the nest. They get up and they all fly off together. Now they learn how to hunt. They begin to be taught how to hunt their own food. And how to swoop down, grab it, take it back to the safety of the nest, the home, and eat. You see, we can learn a lot of things from this. I've come across a lot of believers over the years that don't want to leave the nest. They don't want to leave the security. But I'm going to tell you what. If you're going to soar with an eagle, you're going to have to be willing to trust God. If you're going to see the things that you feel that God has spoken to your heart about and receive from Him, you're going to have to be willing to try your wings. They're there. Those eagles' wings were there all the time. But the mother knew exactly when that it was time for those young eagles to spread their own wings. You need to learn with God when to begin to spread your own wings. You can't always remain in the nest of safety. You've got to learn how to trust God. You've got to learn how to walk with God. You've got to get up and get out of the nest. Sometimes you got to walk away from the security. And many of you are going to have to move until you move. You're not going to get any more direction. I'm not talking about move out of town. I'm not talking about moving churches. I'm talking about you come to a place in your Christian life that it just seems like you don't know where to go, what to do. Seems like you're just out of stymied. Well, the reason is because you're going to have to learn and step out and trust God. Get involved. What's going on? Remember one thing. That you are the one that limits God. in your life. God does not limit you. You limit God. How big can you dream for God? How much can you believe for? The limit is yours, not God's. Study the Word. God doesn't put any limit. Whatever He says, whatever you can believe for. That puts the limit back on you, not Him. Whatever you can believe for. So, if you do the right things and believe God, know how to trust His Word, you'll find yourself soaring to heights that you never thought you could attain. And never forget, Paul said that you, the Word of God says it this way, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It's up to you to make your life what you want it to be. But take a lesson from the eagle. Build your house on the right foundation. And build it strong so that it'll stand the test. And then don't be afraid to step out over the chasm of nothingness with nothing under you and under your feet but God's Word. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my Word will never pass away.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Honey, we're going to be in Texas.
Yes.
We're going to be in Lubbock, Texas for a Living Faith Conference. That's March the 30th through the April the 1st. That's at Harvest Church, Pastors Brody and Jensen Christian. Yes. And then where are we going?
We're going to go down to New Brownsville to the Tree of Life Church.
That's right.
With Pastors Jessamy and Don and Jessamy Duncan. And that service times are right there on our screen. Go to rhema.org, LFC, yes. And you can find out all about it. And we're looking forward to being in those conferences,
yes,
in just a few weeks.
That's right, yes. In Florida and then to Texas.
To Texas.
Our home state.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Soaring with the Eagles. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.